O Lord our God, we recognize that you are holy. We recognize that you are a God who is light and in whom is no darkness at all. If the nations are as a drop in a bucket and less than the fine dust upon the balance, then what are we, Father? Father, we can only come to you in and through Jesus, but we rejoice that we can come to you through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. We thank you that he has opened the way to heaven for us, that he has purchased us by his blood, that he has made us his own, that we belong to you because of what he has done. Now, Father, we thank you and worship you for saving us from our sin through faith in Jesus Christ. We worship the eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we ask the forgiveness and cleansing of our sins now through Jesus' blood in his precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Macareth. This is the devotion for April the 20th, Hallowed Be Thy Name. We shall now read a brief incident, very terrible to think upon and full of solemn teaching to us all. May the Holy Spirit enable us to profit by it. Leviticus 24, verses 10 to 16 and verse 23. And the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp, Spurgeon says. Among the people of God there are some who are not altogether of Israel. They are in heart Egyptians or lovers of sin, and yet they are near of kin to true believers and mingle freely in their gatherings. Verse 11, and the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. Spurgeon says, observe that the words of the Lord are not in the original. He blasphemed the name. Now there is given among us a name which is above every name, a name at which every knee shall bow, and woe shall be unto the man who shall lightly esteem the name of Jesus. The scripture continues, and they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. Spurgeon says, bad men shame their mothers. May we never do that. Verse 12, and they put him in ward that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. Spurgeon says, it is not for us to judge unbelievers except as we have the Lord's warrant for it from his own mouth. Utterances against the name and glory of the Lord Jesus should, however, strike us with horror and lead us to consider what will be the doom of those who utter them. Verse 13, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Spurgeon says, no ordinary punishment could meet the despiser's case. He must die. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And, as the offender had done despite to that blessed name, he must be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy. We should be unfaithful if we held out even the slightest hope of eternal life to those who despised the name of Jesus. Rather must all the faithful lay their hands upon the unbeliever's head, as assenting and consenting to his just punishment. Mercy there is in Jesus, but those who put him away from them bring down their blood upon their own heads. Verse 15, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And Moses spake to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. Spurgeon says, no other end is decreed for a blasphemer of the name than death, swift and terrible. Those awful words of the apostle, which we will now quote, ought to sink down into every heart and move us to reverent obedience to the name of Jesus. Hebrews 10, verses 28 to 31. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment suppose ye that shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Jesus, the name high over all, in hell or earth or sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. Jesus, the name to sinners dear, the name to sinners given. Woe to the man who will not hear the ambassador from heaven. Amen.